It's an annual rite this time of year, the critics' list of the year's best. Best movies, best books, best music. And our colleagues at NPR's online music show, All Songs Considered, are busy putting together a list of the year's best new music. And they're asking listeners to go online and vote for their favorites. Bob Boylan is the host of All Songs Considered, and he's here to give us a little preview of what's on that list so far. Good to talk with you again, Bob.
Hello there.
And Bob, what kind of trends do you see so far?
This is an odd year. Usually every year you find those bands that you know and love are usually near the top. I've never seen this before, but this year some of the bands that are at the top are bands that have put out their first record in 2008. And that's pretty remarkable. Vampire Weekend, we talked about them this summer. We talked about a fellow named Bon Iver and then a group called Fleet Foxes, all doing really, really well, beating out things like My Morning Jacket, beating out things like Death Cab for Cutie, and beating out another band from Brooklyn, New York, TV on the Radio. When this record came out, TV on the Radio, I ran downstairs and plopped that on your desk, and I love this record.
I do, too. Let's listen. Your lazy way, they turned your head into a rest stop for the dead, and well, the wonderful thing about these kind of online polls is that listeners have their say. So what else is up near the top of that list?
Well, you know those bands I was saying that are all debut records? A lot of them are very introspective records. And one band from Portland is called Blitzen Trapper. I just love this. They sometimes remind me a little bit of the Grateful Dead.
So it's not only introspective, it's retrospective.
That's very true. When we listen to this song, the song's called Fur, F-U-R-R, and it's a title track from Blitzen Trapper. So I stood and looked about, I brushed the leaves off of my snout, and then I heard my mother shouting through the trees. You should have seen that girl go shaky at the knees. So I took her by the arm, we settled down upon a farm, and raised our children up as gently as you please.
Well, you've already mentioned that you love TV on the Radio, but is there another listener pick that you're quietly pulling for?
My surprise record of the year are two artists who I've loved. They hadn't made a record together in 27 years. David Byrne, Talking Heads, mm-hmm. Brian Eno, producer of Talking Heads for a while. And the two of them came out with a surprise. They made a record, and these are songs that are full of hope. And there's a very gospel-y sound to many of them, and it's right on target and right on time.
So, Bob, before we let you go, if our listeners want to weigh in with their picks, how do they do that?
I hope they do. It's at nprmusic.org, and there will be a link that takes you to the poll. It's 100 choices. You get to choose 10 of your favorite records of the year, and the polls close on Sunday, and Monday we'll have the results.
All right. That's Bob Boylan of NPR's All Songs Considered. And just a reminder, Bob, we'll be back next week after the voting is over to tell us what NPR listeners thought were the best records of 2008.